Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. So the psalmist was crying out for the oppressed in one of the psalms, Psalm 94, and he wondered, like we do, why the wicked and proud prosper while God's people continue to suffer. You ever have that thought? Why in the world do the wicked prosper? And God's people, some of them we know, continue to suffer. The writer of Psalm 94 made his appeal. He said, I'm making my appeal to the judge of the earth. And here's what he cried out. O Lord God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, shine forth, rise up, O judge of the earth. Repay to the proud what they deserve. How long shall the wicked exult? So a human judge decides a judgment based on a collection of societal rules and norms. Sometimes these regulations vary from community to community. But God, the judge of the earth, bases judgment on his unchanging character and his unchanging nature. He is pure and perfect. Therefore, his laws and process of reaching a verdict is pure and perfect. The judge of the earth evaluates more than our actions. He's the only one who knows our thoughts and the intentions of our heart. He sees the ugliness of our sin. He knows we stand guilty. But the judge of the earth has graciously provided for our acquittal. He sent Jesus. He sent Jesus to the cross to pay the penalty for our sin. And when we trust in Jesus, the judge of the earth pronounces us not guilty. So, Father, you are perfect, pure, and right in all your judgments. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay the penalty for my sin and guilt. Thank you for pronouncing me not guilty. Thank you for allowing me to live in freedom. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.